serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. I'm an alcoholic. My name's Keith. And so here we are, at the end of the trail of our workshop afternoon, morning, afternoon, and what have you. So I thought it'd be a classic time to talk about something no one knows anything about, the concepts. Are there any general service people here? I mean, like delegates or trustees, or you're just at the group level? All right, good. Then I can't be sued. Well, anyway, I just, all the stuff that Sue and I've done this weekend is regular stuff, but it's new awarenesses about where we are, and we're just kind of doing. James asked us to come and do this stuff, and he can make tapes, and he can buy the tapes, or he can sell the tapes, and somebody will listen to it and say, "Damn, I didn't know that." I guess. Then they'll come up to me later and say, "Boy, I remember when you said that," and I'll say, "I did." If it's good, I'll take credit for it. If it's not, well, I'll blame somebody else. But the 12 concepts for world service are kind of the rules, guidelines, or whatever you want to call it, I guess. You know, I've never been a trustee or delegate myself, but because most people in our home group didn't know anything about it, well, we thought in order to maintain our air of superior, we'd talk about something they didn't know anything about, so they'd think we're smart. And come to find out, we didn't know anything about it either, so we was all dumb and dumber. And the ladies, Sue and the ladies, have been involved with World Service and what have you. And I explained some of these things in our step study and what have you. It's like a job description. A job description, it seems to me anyway, a job description, if I go get a job, most places that have a union, I've worked for union for 42 years, so I retired as a retired union member, but they always had a job description for whatever job you had. They had a job description. You never saw the job description unless you were about to get fired. And then they would bring the job description out, and they would show you that you do not fit the job description, therefore they have the grounds to terminate you. And so the job description was written for termination, not for hiring. They never brought the job description out when they interviewed you and said, "Look, can you fit all these things?" They only brought the job description out when they wanted to show you that you were not qualified for the job, therefore you're being terminated. Well, alcoholics, being smart as they are, they would not write a job description for termination. They would write a job description that would keep you from firing them, wouldn't they? Huh? Wouldn't you think? I mean, an alcoholic, a good, well-thinking alcoholic that's going to represent Alcoholics Anonymous at the highest level would write something that always gave them the upper hand. See? And then tell you that you are really the majority. You really control Alcoholics Anonymous down at the group level, and we run it up here, but you can't fire us because we have the concepts and we are following the concepts, so we're never wrong. You should read it. I mean, you really want to get a laugh, read that. Most people can't read more than one or two concepts without going to sleep. And it's like the traditions and like the, you know, the steps, you know, are something that we do for the individual, and you do it on your time and with your sponsorship or whatever you want to do, da-da-da-da-da-da. And whatever. I know people that work the steps and got drunk immediately. I know people, they say, "Well, if you don't work the fourth step, you'll get drunk." I know lots of people who've worked the fourth and fifth step who are drunk. See? So there is no assurance. You have to stop drinking in order to stay stopped drinking. And so the steps are there so that you can improve yourself and maybe get out of some of the past, what have you. And it's also, the steps are good so that if you have a home group, you can go to your home group and say, I worked the steps, ha, 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 ha. You know, you need a place to brag. You know, and if you're going down a road in your car by yourself, why, braggadero is not really, I mean, it'll help if you're looking at yourself in the mirror, but, you know, you need a place. Now, home group's a place to go and brag about how good you're doing. And then get out of there before somebody that knows you gets a chance to share. Our home group, my home group's 44 years old, and it's founded. The principle of the home group is that the newcomers share first, and then the old timers always cap it off. And that way it doesn't get hung up in a negative thought, and then everybody stay on that negative thought all the way through. It's done like that. And my home group's a strange home group. We have lawyers who have no law degree. We have doctors who have no doctor's degree. We have bankers who have no bank. We have drivers who have no car. You know, we have proctologists who have no table. And ophthalmologists who have no ophthalmology. And we have people who have won the tough guy contest, you know, many times over. We have, you know, the little humble people and the Jesus freaks. And we got aliens. You know, there's a guy that said, every time they say we have any visitors, and he always says, I'm from Mars. And everybody agrees. Yeah. A couple of guys in there came up and asked me to be their sponsor, and then they wanted my phone number. And then, I never heard from them for a month or two later, while I got a call from some collection agency. And he said, well, do you know this guy? And I said, well, why? Who are you? I said, well, we're a collection agency. He's 2 months behind his car payment. We thought maybe you'd come down and make the car payment. And I said, no, I don't know that guy. You know, but I seen him that night in a meeting. I said, say, you know, somebody called and was interested in talking to you and what have you. We have people that call up and want to, you know where somebody is that's gone. You know, I always tell them. I always put the forwarding address on mail. Send it right to where they are. County jail, you know. So, you know, we have a group of highly intelligent idiots who all gather. It's very good for them to, and they like that. They're not, they're losers. My home group's a group of losers. They're not winners. They are losers, and they know it. And really, I'm kind of the catch-all of all the bent fenders. When they can't stay sober anywhere else, they send them over to my place. I'm serious. I mean, the people will call up and say, you know, this guy has been everywhere else, and I know that he needs what you got. And we'll take him. We'll take him and help him. And our home group, both Sue and I's home group, have two or three four step houses, or as you call them, I guess you'd call them step houses. We don't own the house. We've never owned a house. We get somebody gets a little time on a program, and they go rent a house, and they get a bank account, then they get utilities put in their name, and then they get sober, new sober people, and they live there, and they run the house. It's a separate entity. They don't make any profit. They just make enough to pay the rent and the utilities. And we have four men's houses that run like that. And then there's a couple of women's houses that run like that. They have to go, they have to raise the money, they have to go get a place. But we always have a place where a newcomer can go or a new gal can go. And keep the couches full. A newcomer can stay on the couch for 30 days without paying rent. And the garages are usually full of clothes that people left and went and got drunk. So we have a menagerie of wardrobes for anybody that most of the new guys have no shoes or shirt or underwear. They're traveling pretty light when they get to our place, and so on and so forth. So, you know, briefly, I just kind of want to run through this just for you to get an idea about how they tie together. Like I've said before, the steps were, you know, primarily written by Bill Wilson and his people. The book was Bill Wilson and his people. And the traditions with Bill Wilson and his people, and then the concepts are the people and Bill Wilson, and so there's a thread that runs through all this. And if you really, so that you can say I heard that once. Or if anybody asks you, do you know anything about the concepts? I want to share them real briefly and quickly with you here today and tie them through those things. Because there is a humorous thread that runs through all this insanity. There really is, because the same people did it. And don't think the World Service people, they're just alcoholics. And they're just as sick and crazy as the rest of the people. They just happen to have a different position. They're active in their World Service as their commitment to stay sober and what have you. And it's surviving there. Don't worry about it. I've never had any World Service Gestapo come down to my group level and say, you know, there have been some people from group level send letters back to World Service about Sue and I saying we're killing newcomers and that we don't treat people right and that we're have cruel and abusive punishment. But they say that about Pelican Bay, too, which is the maximum prison there in California. And they have cruel and undue punishment for the prisoners there, too. So, you know, whatever it may be, you got to kind of laugh it off, you know. Laugh it off. Every once in a while, they'll send somebody from a stranger will show up at our group and they'll say, "So who are you? Are you new here?" "No, I've been in AA 22 days." "Oh, good. Well, you want to stay for the meeting?" "Yes, I represent World Service." "Oh, really? You came all the way from New York just to sit in our meeting?" "Yes, I've heard about you guys, and I heard that you're some kind of Nazis, and I wanted to come over here and find out because I'm going to report back to World Service." I said, "Well, come on, sit in the front row." And they'll weasel off back and leave, you know, halfway through the Serenity Prayer. But they want to know that they want us to know that we're being watched by the top level of Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, what I do, our group sends in a contribution once a year. We have a number. And we send in a contribution, not every week, every month do we send them money. If you want to know why, go somewhere in World Service and find out how much money they already have. And then you will decide how much you need to send them. They have an abundance of money. Lots and lots and lots and lots. So I confronted people who were in authority of the World Service and I asked them, "What is the 60-30-10? What is this, that, and the other?" And he'd say, "First of all, take care of your group. Take care of your group. Group level, take care of your group. And then divide it up." See? I sent money to Intergroup one time, and they sent it back and said they didn't think that our group was an AA group, and they wouldn't take our money. And so we had T-shirts made. So we made these T-shirts with AA Intergroup Refund. And went to the intergroup picnic. So, I mean, you got to have fun with it. So, anyway, real quickly, let me run through these things. And the first concept of responsibility and authority for our group should always reside in the group conscious of our group. And so the first step is admitted we're powerless. And the second part is that our lives are unmanageable. And so the responsibility of authority is in our group. Our group. And if our lives are unmanageable, our group's somewhat unmanageable. So don't try to make us perfect. See, don't try to make us perfect. As well as the important thing about the first concept, which is talking about the responsibility lies with the group. That's what it's saying. The same thing as World Service. The responsibility lies within that group. It lies within your group. It lies within the individuals. And the second half of step one, which is the first concept, first step, is that our life, we admitted we are powerless over alcohol, / end of thought, and that our lives are unmanageable. So the first concept implies something there, doesn't it? You know? But it also it states unity, which is the second first tradition. Unity. We should be unitized. We should try to vote together. We should try to pay the rent. You know? I go to some groups and they pass the seventh tradition 20 times and they keep begging people to put money in there. After five or six times, and you walk outside and there's six Mercedes in the parking lot and 14 Cadillacs, Bill said himself, he said he would give a drunk $5 to go get some food, and he put 50 cents in the seventh tradition. See, so the point is in that whole concept, the responsibility and authority for the group should always reside in the group conscience. So whatever the group wants to do, if the group wants to vote to stop having meetings, that's the group conscience. If the group wants to vote to go from $50 a month meeting hall to the Taj Mahal, where it costs $15,000 a month, then they vote that, but where are they going to get the money? It's still a group conscience. See? But remember, the first step says our life's unmanageable, so whatever the group votes on is tainted, to say the least. But we must stick together. Have you ever seen these committees? These committees go in there on these various type of things, and they fight like hell, and then they walk out in the parking lot, and they're all hugging each other? No? And then they come back next week and fight. So that first concept is really kind of a basically saying the group has to survive. We as individuals, we try to sober up and get our life better. We try to go to the group and then unitize the group. And then the concept is saying group conscience. Group conscience. The one thing that is spiritual with that is that in this room right now, I don't know any, very, very few of you people. There are people sitting here, more than one, who is in really good God consciousness. There always is in a group. There always is in a group. In our family, there was Papa, Mama, and Baby Bear. Three of us. Always one of us has been in group conscious. And that one is in God consciousness. So the important thing about a group conscious, in spite of all the resentments and all the chaos and all the insanity, there's always some in a group conscious that are in God consciousness that really do unify the vote for the best, okay? The second one, the group conscious has the active voice in our affairs. So it isn't just, the group conscience can't say, that's the second concept. Now remember, in the second step, it says we are but trusted service. That's one of the traditions. The second step says that we're insane. And so what we want to say, the concept says the group can make us group conscience. We vote that we're going to move. If the group made a group conscience to move, the group has to help the group move. You can't just vote to move and then depend on another group to come and move you. Or the big power in the sky is going to come down and move you. Or go turn the electricity. Whatever the group, what it's saying there is that the group conscience means that the group is going to take actions to do something. They're going to vote for it, then they're going to take actions to do something. And we're insane. So we're going to make insane decisions, we're going to vote on it, and then what? They have to take the actions to do it. They say we're going to put on a fundraiser. We're going to get bottles of water and we're going to sell them for a dollar. Yes. Okay? So they go get the bottle of water for 50 cents and they sell it for a dollar, and so they have 50 cents profit. And then one night, somebody holds, how are we doing on the fundraiser? Oh, we've got $200. Really? What are we going to do with it? Then they fight for 2 years about what to do with that $200. And the night they voted on it, they were going to do a fundraiser in order to have a steak fry and have a speaker or something like that, see? So the whole thing is really insane, but it keeps people busy. It's trickery. The idea is, it is. Alcoholics wrote it to trick alcoholics into, it's like, what's the difference between a character defect and a shortcoming? Well, go in there in the urinal and you'll find out. Okay? So the third concept is a right of decision for effective leadership includes each element. We grew from making relatively small decisions, both in our personal lives and in service work, to being able to make wide-reaching decisions. That's the third concept. So we made a decision that we were an alcoholic. Then we made a decision to go to AA. Then we made a decision what AA group was going to go to. And then we went to a group and we said we were alcoholic. And then we tried to do that one day at a time for 30 days so that they wouldn't embarrass us anymore by being a newcomer. So what it's saying in that third concept to me is that make little decisions. Try to make a little decision and be happy. Be in your group. And they said, look at old Bill over here. He made a decision to be an alcoholic tonight. No, yeah, I did. I didn't know I did. How did I know that? He said, because you said I'm an alcoholic. You made a decision to be an alcoholic. Isn't that great? Now we all know it. Now you're in our group because you said you're going to be an alcoholic. Now you have a vote. I do. Why? I got $1,500 worth of hot checks out there. Let's vote to pay my hot checks. Huh? I mean, that's all a newcomer thing. But let's vote for you guys to come over and tell my wife I'm going to be good now and let me back in the house. You know, let's vote to go down and get my car out of impound. You know, no, you just vote to make coffee. I did. How did I do that? So, because we told you you're going to make coffee. And the best part is we're going to drink your coffee. See, we're going to trust you. See? And so the third tradition is you know, we're going to make this decision and we're going to help our group. And the third concept is that we're going to make decisions, we're going to take a vote, and then we're going to act, we're going to follow through on it. See? That's what they're telling you. In the World Service aspect, World Service just recently had a World Convention in Toronto. At a world convention in Toronto, which they take over a town every 5 years. They take over a town and there's alcoholics wandering aimlessly with little badges. So, you know, from all over the world, goofballs wandering around the whole town. They bring millions of dollars into the town and spend it. You know, they never get the money changed. So, you know, it's all crazy. And they go and they, and if you notice, the World Service people are staying at the biggest and best hotel when you have to stay in a room 40 miles away because your name was drawn by lotto to stay out in Montreal. And World Service are all staying in the big hotel. They go there a week or two ahead of time and they stay a week or two afterwards at World Service's expense to put on this convention. So you'll have fun. Say you were there. No record at all, as far as that goes. It didn't really do anything. But basically, if you want to know how that works out, you should go to a World Service. You should ask for a financial report on that convention, and you should see what the numbers say. You should look at this. I'll tell you why you should look at this, because on the group level, if your group says, we've been putting a dollar in for 50 years, and we can't pay rent, let's make a vote in the group to put $2 in. And then World Service finds out that your group is putting $2 in, and you have a rich group. You start getting all this mail wanting to, you have excess money, you should be sending it to New York. Then go ask the World Service people. Go ask them. Let me see a financial report of World Service. Let me see what it cost to put on the World Convention. Let me see what you made, what you didn't make for this. Where does this money come from? Lots and lots of money to put on a world convention every 5 years, see? Ask those questions. When somebody comes up and says, do you have a delegate? Do you have a trustee? Do you have a group rep? Ask some questions. Yes, we do, and I happen to be that person, and I want to see the financial statement of the World Service. And then shut up and see what happens. Because those are legitimate questions. If you're going to put money in your group, you're going to do these things, and you're going to vote, and you have these people that come down and have these delegates and trustees, and they tell you how important it is to have this pyramid of government, ask them. Say, well, I'm insane, and you're an alcoholic, and you're insane, so how are you managing my money? Well, they just voted to add another book. How did they get permission to add the fourth edition? We gave it to them. They sent out little pieces of paper. Didn't you get one? You didn't get to sign one? Didn't you get a piece of paper that said you could put your story in that book? Well, you weren't there when they voted, I guess. See? Because they canvassed all of AA in order to find out these things. And it comes from the concept. This concept stuff is part of that thing. See? Rite of participation. The fourth concept is rite of participation. That is a rule by the world serpent. Rite of participation. The horns can't drown out the violins. That's what it says in the concept. The horns can't drown out the violins. We are the violins. We little people are the violins. So when they make decisions up above, we're the violins. We have right of voice. We have right. We have our rights as members of Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, so I'm an alcoholic. What does that give me? Well, it gives me right of participation. And here's what they wrote this for Sue and I. This is quote, "The drums can't overpower the flute." So if anybody buys this tape and listens to it, say I'm putting down World Service, well, I wanted to be sure and see that part. The drums can't overpower the flute, and the flute is World Service. So they, you know, I can't overpower them. I'm just simply saying, I studied it, and this is what I found out, man. Check the financial report from San Diego World Service Convention. They lost $750 million or $750,000 or $1 million. They lost that much money. Why? Where'd that come from? If you can go blow $1 million every 5 years, why, gee, why don't you just send us all a dollar back? You know? I don't know. See? There's things going on there you need to vote on. Right of participation. And, you know, tradition four, step four, one of the things, emotional deformity. I got that out of step four. Emotional deformity. Don't let the powers to be above you create emotional deformity down at the local level. You need to ask some questions. I need to ask some questions. I want to know how my group operates. And the traditions are important. You know, understanding and acceptance overcome the fears of self-doubts of our isolation. Now it says that. That's in this information here. That's heavy stuff. Understanding and acceptance overcome the fears of our self-doubts and our isolation. So people just want to sit in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and not question, how did he get to be secretary? What are the requirements of a secretary? Do you have a treasurer? How do you operate here? You know what? I had people that had a birthday meeting once a month, and they were spending so much money on the cake and the cards that they were taking away from the funds of that group. They were going down and buying huge cakes, and they were going down to some flowery card shop and spending $50 for birthday cards for people they didn't even know to pass around for people to write catty remarks on. I said, go get a computer and make them on your computer, you know, and make a cement cake and use the same cake every year. See? It's important. It's important to take a look at those things and see, you know, where they fit. Where does this fit in your group? See, these are part of the structure of Alcoholics Anonymous. Concept five, right of appeal. Right of appeal. See? So they railroad a secretary in your group. Well, I want him to be secretary. Let's vote. Unanimous vote. Okay, you're the secretary. Wait a minute. I know that guy. I don't want him to be secretary in my group. You have the right of appeal. Wait a minute. This isn't right. The same thing about world service. See? Right of appeal. They wrote it themselves. So that minority opinion will be heard and personal grievances receive consideration of others and courteous regard for the views of all builds strength, unity, and cooperation. These precepts, which apply to your own personal and family relationships, when the minorities speak out whether they are right or wrong, they help preserve the fellowship. This provides security and continuity for all. Let me tell you what that concept is. Did you understand what I just read? James, you understand that? He doesn't know. Let me tell you what that is in the home group level for me. The right of appeal, so that that minority opinion will be heard and personal grievance receive consideration. You know what that means in my home group? They're talking about the old timers. They're talking about the old timers. The old timers, the old bleeding deacons, the old timers that have been here doing it year after year, they're the minority. And they blow them off. So many groups blow off the old. What do they know? They're just a bunch of old grumpies. This concept says you must listen to the old timers. Listen to your old timers. They've been here. They were here when they saw everybody come in the room. See? And they're, listen to their wisdom. Don't label them as old grumpies and foo-foos. And when the dope fiends showed up, they didn't like that because that's a culture. The drugs are a culture and oh yeah? Well, what was making white lightning back there in the mountains? That was a culture. I was in that one. I was cooking a little speed out there too, and there wasn't a whole lot of difference other than I was in one geographic place and another. But I'll tell you one thing, the amount of time you did was a lot longer for speed than it was for home brew. There is a difference. But the old timers were afraid, and so they were cast aside, and they were shoved out in a lot of meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous because they didn't like the addicts. See? You didn't listen to them. Because what happened in our area, the addicts, they're all gone. And the old-timers are too. See, because we shoved the old-timers out because they were ignorant of what the addiction was. They didn't know, and people didn't take the time to explain it to them. Nor did we give them the right of appeal. See, the point is they built all these detoxes, and they were shoving all the addicts into our home group meetings, and nobody explained it, nobody tried to identify it. It was an insurance thing anyway. And then they go away, and now the addicts are virtually gone. They went to CA. We had huge CA meetings, huge, man, you talk about the Academy Awards. They had more jewels and golds on them and Lamborghinis and Ferraris and everything. You could tell it was a CA meeting over there, man. I went over there in the Coke horse, wherever, man. But they were using AA literature. They were using AA literature. They didn't have any literature, so that NA people said, no, you can't do that. You have to get literature of your own. And when the cokeheads all decided to write their own literature, well, they're kind of... Yeah. See? But what happened at the same time, NA wrote in their format, you cannot identify as an alcoholic if you're going to participate. They non-participation, primary purpose. And the old-timers knew all this was going to happen. And this concept told you that. It forewarned us. Right of appeal so that minority opinion will be heard and personal grievances receive consideration. It's talking about your old-timers. And in some communities, somebody with 5 years is an old-timer. Some communities, 10 years is an old-timer. We have communities where there's 30, 40, 50 years. I go to a Wednesday night meeting and there's always 200 years of sobriety in there. And they share, they talk. See? And this ties in with the fifth step, admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. When we take step five and tie it into this concept, would I go do a fifth step, do my fourth step with somebody that had 20 days sobriety? I'm going to go do my fifth step. If I have an issue and I'm going to work a step four and I'm going to take it, I'm going to take it to somebody that has more experience and more time than me. I'm going to go up the ladder, not down the ladder. Now, the same thing applies to the group and to our group services. The minority is our old-timers. You go to any convention and watch the countdown, and they'll have 51% of the room will be under five years. See? Concept six, active responsibility is exercised by the trusted members. Active responsibility is exercised by the trusted members. So, active responsibility, concept six, tradition six. What is tradition six? Don't divert from a primary purpose. Step six is character defects. Step six is defects of character. So, defects of character is the steps. Don't divert from the primary purpose, and the concept itself is active responsibility is exercised by the trusted membership. What does that mean to me? It means that by the time I get to the group level, I have to trust somebody. I learn to trust my sponsor. I learned to trust my group. I learned to trust some people in the group. I learned to trust that this... What if I went over there and the lights weren't on and the meeting was gone? What would I do? I actually saw a meeting die. The people called me up and said, the lights are out. There's no electricity there. What are we going to do? See? DOA. And so I started a new meeting that night. I went and got them all, took them over to a church, got the pastor out, said, can we have this room in the church? He said, yes. And I started that new meeting. It's called DOA, Dead on Arrival. Because the lights were out, nobody paid the rent, and they locked them out. See? Because the people that were in charge didn't care. See? And this concept is talking about responsibility. You have to learn to trust somebody. You come from your character defects of character, in your own self, in your own steps, and you get involved in the group, and then you have primary, what's the primary purpose? To keep the lights on, do the deal, get the thing going, get the books, get the literature, have the meeting, be sure the meeting's over at a certain time, follow the format, see? You understand what I mean? So there is a concept there that levies the responsibility of the membership to have the place open, keep it going, and take care of business. I've just been talking to James. Since the hurricane, all these groups are blown out, people are scattered and everything. It's kind of a lonely feeling that your group isn't there anymore. They're scattered out, they're starting things, but somebody's got to take the responsibility and get it going. Okay? Concept 7. Instruments empowering trusted servants manage group affairs. God, as we understand, and the group relies upon the traditions and the AA group for the final effectiveness. See, they write this thing, it almost seems like they're saying the same thing over and over again. But they're adding something in there that says the responsibility of the group, the responsibility of this, the trusted, we are trusted. They want you to believe that, you know, trust us. And by the time you get to concept 7, It's talking about the trusted servants, the trustees, and it's putting the power of our world service vote. What they're ultimately trying to do is get the middle class is the vote. So really, what is the middle class of your AA group? You have some newcomers, you have some old timers, so you have a middle class. And so what this concept is talking about the final effectiveness. Understand that when you're down here with a little group that pays $50 a month for a room in a church, you can usually scrounge up $50. But World Service has millions of dollars to deal with. They have over $1 million a year salary going out. Millions of dollars. So ultimately in these concepts, they're leading you to trust them with the money, huh? Trust us with the money. Ask them. Ask these questions. Go ask them. Talk to people about this. Find out how much money. What is a prudent reserve for world service? See? Find out how much money they got. Find out how much does the CEO of AA make a year? What is the salary cap for these people? How do you get a job there? How do you get a job in World Service? There was a guy that was a waiter down in a restaurant where the people in World Service went to eat. And a man died in World Service, and these people liked this waiter, so they hired that waiter to fill a position in World Service that was vacant. He'd been a waiter for 20 years. He sobered up. He was an alcoholic. You know the problem with that? The position he filled was H&I. Hospital and institution. And what does a guy with 20 years as a waiter know about prisons or hospitals? Well, he said, all I have to do is delegate literature. That's true. But he certainly has some influence over what literature is relegated. And we have the responsibility, that responsibility. When we say we're going to trust these people, on what? Based on what? That the lights are on? What are you going to do? You learn this in your home group. My whole purpose here in talking to you about this is to learn it in your home group. If you want to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and say you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous for some years, what do you know about Alcoholics Anonymous? What do you know about Alcoholics Anonymous? What do you know about your home group? You just go there and sit? Just be sure they have the steps on the wall? And where does the money go? How does it go? Do they give financial statements? See, those are important things. How are we doing, James? All right. Okay. Concept 8. Can you serve in the group level and not increase your amends list? Well, I mean, that's a short version of Concept 8, but can you serve on your group level and not increase your amends list? If you'll notice, most of the people in World Service never get down to the group level, so they never have an opportunity to make us mad and add to their amends list. They stay up in a level up there. But us on a group level, can you be the secretary of the meeting and not have to add names to your amends list by the time you finish your commitment? Can you even finish your commitment? I mean, Concept 8, well, I learned this early on. I wanted to be secretary of this big speaker meeting, and I wanted to get the speakers, and I wanted those speakers to ask me to come to their meeting and speak. I wanted to reciprocate. I wanted to get all this going on, and they didn't elect me secretary. The old-timer said, "Nah, let him do setup." And so I got to set the chairs up, and the secretary didn't get there till late, and I set the chairs up. And I place them, and then they told me, those are not right. Put those over there and do this. And I got so upset about it that I went to the old timer and I said, I'm just not going to be that secretary's slave anymore. And he said, what you need to do is go to the secretary and say, I know I was elected to this position by the group, but I'm unable to serve as this commitment at this time. Maybe at a later date. And I did that. It felt so good. I went to him and I said, I just can't serve as this commitment right now. And he said, okay, I'll get somebody else. And I gave it up because I recognized that I couldn't do it. I could not do that. I couldn't serve at that level. It wasn't what I wanted, but it's like when I was brand new and I'd hear people read, and they get up and read chapter 5 and they read their traditions, and I was sitting there and I was thinking, I can do that. Wait till I get to read. I can do that. And guess what? When they asked me to get up and read, I got rigor mortis. My throat got really dry, and I couldn't even spit, and I couldn't even talk, and everybody started rooting me on, and I finally made it through it, you know, and got done with it. And I thought, oh, man, I didn't have any idea what it was like to stand up there and read chapter 5. But I thought I could. See, it's a good thing they didn't ask me to speak. They would have had a silent meeting. So the important thing of it is, and they wrote these rules, these concepts, or a set of concepts, or a set of guidelines, and they go all the way to the World Service, but it trickles down. It comes. We're the one that's supposed to enforce this and read this and be sure that they're abiding by the rules. See? We are the ones down here. Us sitting in this room. We don't even know what the hell they wrote, much less what it does, much less how it works, or where would you go to find out if it really does belong there or is there, or what do I do about it? See? They're there. They're there. It's kind of like I said, the job description you never see. You will run into these concepts. If you walk up to these people, go to one of these delegate things and ask them, what's going on here? They'll take a book like this, and they'll go, here, go read this. When you understand it, come back and ask me. You go read this, I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll go, holy shit. What does this mean? You will. I mean, you can't. It's written so you can't interpret it. You can't interpret it if you go to all those meetings and fight with them. You will interpret it. But that's what it's for. It's a form of service. It's a form of activity. It's something that they do. But it's part of you. My point is, this is not foreign. It is part of you. It is part of the whole of Alcoholics Anonymous. And most people don't know it. Throw a buck in the basket, get up and leave if you want to, come back when you want to, the lights will all be on, thing will be okay. So what? It's also this concept here, concept 8. Can you serve in the group level and not increase your amends list? Can the trusted servant serve in large matters of overall policy and finance without sex and embezzlement? I put that in. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah, you knew that. You knew that, didn't you? But I mean, when I wanted to serve, I had to put that in to know how can I serve best. When I was chairman of the Southern California Convention in 1984, it was the largest annual convention in Alcoholics Anonymous. It had 8,000 to 10,000 people every year. It had 360 some people on the committee. I wrote a check for $45,000 for the banquet food. And there were girls in Alcoholics Anonymous who said that they would give me some if I would just give them a commitment on that committee. There was girls that took the job as the treasurer of that committee, and I would call her up to see, please read the minutes to me, and say, I'm laying in bed naked. Why don't you come over? And I said, well, I'm married. I can't do that. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Then I'd go to the meeting, and the girl would be standing there, the treasurer or the secretary, and I'd say, oh, gee. And she'd say, poor old Keith here. I was in bed naked, and he called up and wanted me to read the minutes to him. And I said, come on over. And he said he couldn't do that because he's married. Ha, 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 ha. Trusted servant. Opportunities. See, I know today that gal, nothing personal, she just didn't believe that Sue and I had the relationship we had. And if she could have got me to violate that, she would have proven I was just like all other men. Wasn't nothing towards me. She didn't want anything. She just wanted to see if she could tempt me to violate what I said I had with my wife. And I was honest with her. I said, if I wasn't married, I'd be right there. I just can't do that and stay sober. See? So I'm talking about the temptations of ego-inflating positions in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what I'm talking about. Temptations. Can you handle those temptations? And incidentally, a way to check that is that when we stand and say the Lord's Prayer, and we get to that part, that lead us not into temptation, be sure and look and see who you're holding on to. I had to make a change in sponsorship because I was being led into temptation. I had to change the sponsorship because I was being led into temptation. Good sponsor, just being led into temptation. And it was somebody that's sober a long time and still is. So these concepts, these rules, these things have their meaning. They have their meaning. They have their validity. They have their reason. Okay? Concept 9, leadership. Concept 9 is leadership. There you go again. See? Old timers. Who do we have? We have the old timers. For functioning and do as I say, not as I do. In other words, leadership. There's a lot of leadership that says, do as I say, not as I do. And that's the concept right there that says we need to do what we say we're doing. That's the lock to the gate. And that's concept 9, which is leadership. Functioning leadership. Leadership you can trust. Leadership you can rely on. And doesn't function on that do as I say, do as I do. Okay? It's also tied into step 9, which is the amend step. And tradition 9, which, you know, follows right with step 9. Okay? Into the concept. And there you are again. Leadership. Concept 10, group responsibility. Meeting formats and operating as directed. In other words, stay with some continuity. Have a meeting format. Have some guidelines. How long the meeting is held. What is the time period? How do we function? This is not a big thing, but if you, Sue and I travel all over Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon, and different parts of the world, different parts of the country, have different meeting formats and different meetings, lengths. And so there are issues with that, but you don't really need to know whether the meetings are an hour long here and an hour and a half in California, and they read this here, and they read, just do what your group does. It was there when you got there. See? And don't let World Service try to tell you that everybody should have a meeting that's an hour long. It is not up to World Service to tell you that every meeting should be an hour and a half, should read this. And hey, they're taking prayer out of the classrooms. Whatever. Who's to say that what they're going to do in Alcoholics Anonymous? You need to pay attention to that. And this concept gives you the right to do that. This concept 10, which is step 10, which is look over our day, promptly admit where we're wrong, review ourselves. Concept 10 flows right along with that. And you have the right. And you have the right for vote that your meeting is fine. In the old days, a lot of people would write Bill Wilson letters and say, this group's doing this and this group's doing that and they're not doing this. And they'd report them to Bill, and Bill would write back, well, Lois or Mary, are they staying sober? They'd write back, yes. He said, then leave them alone. See? Then leave them alone. So that's an important thing to understand. Concept 11, group committees serve the chairman and the steps. Step 11, God's will for the group. See? So the group committees have service to the chairman. So there is some level of order, a pecking order. So you have a steering committee for your group. You have a secretary for the group. You have a treasurer. You have a flow so that things get reported. So that you have an informed group conscience. And that follows along with step 11, which is thy will be done. In the previous prayers, it says, thy will, not mine, be done. In the 11th step prayer, it says, thy will be done. So by the time you get to the concept 11, the concept is you have a flow, you have an organized follow of leadership. And the old-timers keep it in sync. And you have an informed group conscience. It's really an informed group conscience. What is your group doing? What's going on? Ask the questions, okay? Concept 12 is the spirit of the AA tradition, not public. The group should remain democratic in its thought and actions. Well, step 12 is, I carry the message. So what that's basically saying to me is that I can't kick you out of AA. That's what that concept is really saying. I can't kick anybody out of AA. I can't even kick them out of my group. See? There is no Gestapo, no sheriff. Alcoholics Anonymous has no organized sheriff that comes down and says, that little group over there is violating the laws. You're gone. See? If you're making it, you're fine. If you want to send money in, send money in. If you don't, don't. A lot of times people get up and report the financial situation of their group, and they spend more time talking about the financial situation of what the group's doing with $22.13 than the people are talking about sobriety for an hour. So it's not to tilt the cart. It is to simply report and make it possible for people to be informed. Just that's the spiritual entity in it. That's the spiritual entity. The 12th step, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of working these steps, then find out about your group. Find out about World Service. Have a spiritual awakening that this thing is greater than the smallest part. But the power of it is controlled by the smallest part. Always remember that. It's one of the biggest fallacies that's going on right now in Al-Anon World Service as it reversed roles. And they are proposing changes in all kinds of literatures and policies, which I'm not going to get into, but it can happen. It's happening right now in Al-Anon. They've reversed roles. They use these concepts and the pendulum swang, and all of a sudden, they are making rules and guidelines that are wrong according to the mass vote. But the trustees are controlled by the governing body above, and the trustees have the vote. Don't let that happen to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Don't let that happen to Alcoholics Anonymous. If you don't pay attention to what these people are doing, then you're going to lose it. Because all it takes is the pendulum swings and they reverse the literature. They reverse the guidelines. They reverse the rules and they're telling you what to do. The top is telling you how to run your meetings. The top is telling you where to send your money. The top is telling you how to run this thing, and it no longer will be autonomous. See? They've said it for years and years and years. If Alcoholics Anonymous is destroyed, it will be destroyed from within. And I know these concepts are boring and mundane, but they are their rules. They wrote them, and they wrote them so that they stay there. They stay in power. Not as a job description that if they don't do their job, you can throw them out. It's a long ways from us in this room to the vote on who runs, who is the CEO. They're called, what do they call that? His CEO. I mean, the CEO. I didn't know we had a business here, but they have some commission energizing officer, but it's CEO. Very big salary. See? Now they'll probably want to kick me out of Alcoholics Anonymous for making this tape, but I've been shot at and hit and shit at and missed. So let them try. I'm informing this group conscience to study your concepts. Read these things. There's a lot of young people sitting in this room. You need to know about Alcoholics Anonymous. I really love the young people in Alcoholics Anonymous. They say, if you want to preserve the world, clean the air. If you want to produce life, plant a tree. If you want to be remembered, nurture the youth. The youth in Alcoholics Anonymous have the right of vote. The youth in Alcoholics Anonymous, young people in Alcoholics Anonymous are the most important part of Alcoholics Anonymous today because you're going to preserve this thing. You have a legacy to preserve. You have the responsibility to carry this on as it is given to you. And you better get to your old-timers and ask them. Our group, Sue and I's group, are very basics, and we have old-timers come there all the time, and they say, this is sad. They say this, quote, "This is the way AA used to be." When somebody's saying that, they're going a lot of places where AA... it's not the way it used to be. So you young people, you want to sit around here, "I'm an alcoholic and I sobered up young," then you got the responsibility, baby. Make it work and keep it going. Thank you.